And then I said to him, you know, if you want to leave, you know, you got to give me the goods first, you know.
Well, it's fine because I don't think it's if it's female on male.
Yeah, I don't think we should talk about this because this is a bit weird. We're rolling.
Oh,
we should.
Sorry. Oh shit. Right. Hi guys. Welcome back to the Kat Baker Show, the longest running podcast in the world and the number one podcast in the Philippines, hosted by I, Kat Baker, but number one person in the UK. Today we are joined by Ruby Hex. Ruby, how would you describe what you do? What would you think your title is?
I feel like I've moved on from mattress actress.
Okay.
And I would say bop.
Bop.
Yeah, I think I fit better in the category of bop, like ambiguous, kind of OnlyFansy, TikToky thing.
Right. What does bop stand for again?
You know, someone commented on my TikTok what it stood for. I don't know if they were lying or not, but I think it was like beautiful, outstanding person.
Is it?
I have no idea.
Because what's the other one? The other one is, what's it where it's like that over there or something?
What?
You know what they call it? That hoe over there. Thought.
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 Is that what? That's what thought
says. Yeah, it's
for.
That hoe over there.
So, I had no idea. That's what
Why did someone call you a thought and you were like, oh, thank you.
Well, I knew thought meant like, know like what it stood for. Yeah. I thought it was its own standalone
word. So I think bop
word.
Stands for something particular. Would you be able to Google, what does bop mean? I bet it means bitch over present.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
Turns out there's a lot of balance of payments. hang on, the AI answer. Slang term.
What does bop mean specifically for like bop house OnlyFans?
Yeah, it's like
TikTok. What?
And the connotation is it's
does the
woman using her sexual wiles to earn money on the internet.
The current slang sense of bop is thought to have begun early with some rapper and Lala Bop. I don't think it's an acronym. It's not an acronym.
It's just bop.
And
do you think Sophie Rain invented it?
In its current slang sense, bop is not a friendly word. It is considered offensive, hurtful, and even misogynistic. It's not an acronym. It's just a thing. I don't know what it means.
Well, yeah. So bop house is those OnlyFans TikTokers. But they're all like quite young, aren't they?
Well, they portray themselves as young. I don't know if they actually are young.
Yeah, they're like early 20s probably.
Okay.
But they look 17.
They do look quite young.
Yeah.
Low key, a bit like jealous, feeling a bit like an old bitch right now. But yeah.
How old are you? Is it 42?
No. 43. Yummy mummy.
No, you're younger than me, I think. Do you say your age?
Yeah, I do. And then people just like forget anyway.
Right.
People think I'm like a totally different person sometimes. So
what? Who do they mistake you for?
There's another girl.
Yeah.
Who does interviews. Like I brought her out to do interviews with me. You know, what would you rate me out of 10? And
people get
me and this girl mixed up all the time. And we look nothing like each other.
Oh my God.
And they always will comment, I thought you were this girl, and tag her. And they'll comment on her stuff. I thought this was Ruby Hex.
So you were kind of one of the... Were you like one of the first doing those street interviews?
Yeah, literally. I think as far to the best of my knowledge, unless there's somebody who did it and I didn't see, but I'm pretty sure.
I feel like I didn't see many before you, like for the viewers at home. So you do like street interviews with people, but you ask them questions like, how much do you pay? Would you rather?
Would you rather $100 or go on a date with me?
So what? Right. So I tried doing street interviews once and I was such a little pussy. I couldn't do it. How did you get over it?
Just wanted the money.
Yeah.
It's worth it. And, you know, I work with other creators and introducing them into it. And every creator that I've introduced into it has made stacks. It's crazy.
Right, okay. From doing just like asking people questions on the streets.
Yeah.
Yeah, so guys, when you're watching, when you're like, why are these people doing all these things, asking people on the streets? It's because you get a lot of money.
Yeah, the views are like insane. It's crazy. And you get a lot of hate. So it's not good for building a brand.
Right, yeah.
It's not good for building yourself up with a big like influencer profile. But it's you just get one of them viral and you're having a really good month on OF just from one of them.
Yeah, you get eyes on you.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what we want. When you have an OnlyFans, you just want fucking eyes on you, you know.
However, it does I guess I say it doesn't help you build a brand, but then every time I go somewhere, people ask me about it.
There you go.
So maybe it
does. You are associated with it.
Just a really annoying brand.
What would you like your brand to be?
Oh my goodness, I wish I was like a wellness girly.
Oh, but very wholesome. Yeah, men don't really care about, like, I don't know, Whole Foods.
No, I love sauntering around Whole Foods on a Tuesday afternoon in a Lululemon set.
I fucking love Whole Foods.
Yeah.
I feel like I would be, if I have kids, I would be such a yummy mummy.
You're vegan though, right?
Yeah.
So what do you eat from Whole Foods?
All that like almond stuff, you know, like a lot of almond yogurt, very expensive, overpriced. And like almond yogurt, tofu, you know.
Do you get like really expensive bags of small bags of almonds?
Yeah. Oh like my blanched God. Almonds. They are. Or you get the vegan, the fancy vegan cheese they have. And it's like these tiny little things of like cheese made of like cashews. And it's like £8. And you're like... Yeah, but I'm trying to eat more protein at the moment. Mm-mm. But I'm not quite hitting my goals. I've got to bloody do it.
I was vegan for 7 years.
Really? Mm-hmm. What made you stop?
Health, protein, and well, you can get protein on a vegan diet, but mainly health. And now I do a keto diet, and I eat mainly just meat and eggs, and a bit of cottage cheese. Pretty much it. I was thinking of going carnivore, full-on carnivore.
Whoa. Mm. Do you feel like you smell different?
I did in the first week. I felt sweaty.
Oh, did you get like meat sweats and stuff?
No. But definitely the carb withdrawal, the carbohydrate and sugar withdrawal from the first week was bad. Oh,
interesting. Yeah. Because I think if you're just eating a normal, if you're vegan, eating vegan normally, I think the normal person gets enough protein. But if you're weightlifting, it's hard to get enough protein.
Yeah, you're not gonna grow muscle if you don't eat enough protein. You're just not gonna grow muscle if you don't eat enough. So yeah. In general.
But I'm telling you, soon I'm gonna be a stick with a huge ass. I'm gonna do
that's
it.
The goal. I walked 1 hour here, so yes. That. I can be a stick with like a bee. What is it? Like an ant. I can like an ant.
Yeah, you know. Sexy ant. Like, oh my God. Ants are actually so sexy. I didn't even think about that.
It's weird that young people start sexualizing ants.
Yeah. They've got that real like BBL arse.
Literally. No. Yeah. That is the goal now, isn't it? I'm actually so glad that like skinny is coming back because I've been bulking for ages trying to like get my ass bigger. And I'm like, do you know what? Bring me skinny because I'm tall, I'm lanky, I'm like naturally, I'm like, yeah, I'm just gonna get my 10k steps.
But it does have to be, I feel like the beauty stands now, because I think back in the 90s it was like skinny but flat ass, but now it's got to be skinny with fat ass.
Yeah, now it's like skinny, fat ass, and like abs, and you know, really toned triceps. And
yeah,
it's like you gotta basically look like a Pilates instructor, not just like a skinny girl. So yeah, it's.
Remember everyone was talking about the thigh gap for a while, and it's probably really unhealthy.
Oh, they're back now, though.
Oh, yeah, it's back. I've been lucky. I've always had a thigh gap.
I have one when I'm at a lower weight. At the moment, I've got a little one. But do you know what? For the first time in my life, mm-hmm. I'm actually finding quads sexy. I'm like, lean quads. If you're lean, but you can do like pistol squats, basically, like calisthenic stuff.
Oh.
I'm like, actually, no, that's really fucking cool. You look really cool like that. So you don't have to be like...
Yeah,
tiny. I'm in that. I feel like that's growth.
The reason why I have a thigh gap, even when I put on weight, is because I have my dad's legs, and he has like chicken legs. So I like inherited those off him. So I have the least womanly legs ever. Like I have little boy legs.
No, I think you have really sexy legs.
Oh, thank you.
I thought that when we collabed and you were in a skirt and heels.
Yeah, but they're kind of like skinny boy legs. So I can't just
slim legs are in.
Yeah, true. But I'm trying to grow my ass, and I was posting in a fitness subreddit the other day, and I was like. And I was like, why aren't I seeing results? And they were like, well, what are you lifting? And I told them, and I was like, I've been lifting this much, and I've been going to the gym for years. And they were like, well, yeah, no wonder, because what you're lifting is like beginner weight.
How much
like,
do you hip thrust?
For the first, well, so normally I was doing like 60, but I actually did 80, then last time I did it.
How many reps?
I think that was like 6 reps, 4 sets.
That was heavy. At the moment, I do like 90 for like 5 sets of 4 at the moment. Right. So
what do you squat then, barbell?
I don't squat much. I do
barbell squats.
Elevated sumo squats.
Okay.
So I'm not going to give you a demonstration, something that's going to cause havoc for your tech guy there. But I hold at the moment a 24 kg dumbbell between my legs, and I go down because I'm trying to do less quad focus stuff, and I'm working on bodyweight pistol squats. So I don't do barbell squats.
I'm trying to do a pistol squat. Haven't got there yet. But I was like, oh, I fucking hate barbell squats. And then I'm sorry to the people that maybe aren't into gym stuff, but I need to get this off my chest. Okay. I hate barbell squats so much. So I gave them up for a while and was doing goblet squats, but you can only hold so much weight with that. So I've gone back to barbell and I can only do like 45 kg.
That's still quite heavy.
Thank you.
That's compared to someone who has never done it. And then like next week, try and do 50. And then 2 weeks later, try and do 55. It'll go up very quickly.
Yeah.
Especially if you're somewhat new to weightlifting, or even if you've been doing it for a while, but not properly.
Mm.
When you start doing it properly, you'll get loads. But I do single leg lunges with a barbell or like a Smith machine, but I just don't do heavy barbell squats because I don't want to grow my quads too much. I already see them growing from doing like pistol squats and stuff, and I'm like, stay small.
No, I think you want that. What is it guys are obsessed with? Who's that Pokemon? Mewtwo. The Mewtwo quads. People are like, I want the Mewtwo quads. Anthony inserts image of Mewtwo on the screen here. He's got very sexy quads. That's a sexy Pokemon.
Yeah.
Ants are very sexy insects. And
Mewtwo is a bit of a badonkadonk.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Mewtwo build.
And I was thinking, what's this sexiest animal?
Like a panther.
Yeah, it's a big
Isn't
cat.
There like there's like a meme or like a video of a panther like licking water or something, and it's just like weirdly like
going down on a woman.
Yeah.
And
it's a bit intense. Like I feel a bit like weird when I watch it. I'm like, I don't think I should be looking at this.
I've seen that fucking video and I know the exact feeling. Yeah, I was like, why do I feel like this panther's going down on me?
Yeah, it's like you feel a bit like you've seen something you shouldn't have.
I swear every millennial woman in Ireland has a panther tattoo. It was so popular to get a panther on your back. I feel like in Ireland had it.
Well, it's a big thing. It's also like a trad tattoo thing. It's like, get a rad panther. Like everyone has a fucking panther. I've thought about it. I'm like, do I need a panther? Maybe.
But I feel like if you guys had a panther tattoo, you've got a load of other tattoos. But I've known women that just have one tattoo and it's a panther on their shoulder and that's it.
So in Ireland, it's the panther. I think in England, it's the dolphin.
Oh, the dolphin was around.
That was such like a 90s Y2K thing.
Dolphin. Like a Chinese symbol.
Or the barbed wire.
Yeah.
Like around the sort of...
Oh, that was Pam Anderson in the 90s, wasn't it? Doing the film Barbed Wire.
I love her.
Tribal, let's not forget. Just tribal sleeves.
Not going to show my tattoos.
Right, so talking about blowing up. Yeah, you blew up because you... Right, so how did you get into OnlyFans? You had a normal job before.
Yes.
You went uni and stuff.
Yeah, I went to uni. I was doing my master's and I was on a teaching placement at BIM. So I was teaching students there. And
which is music, Institute of Music.
British and Irish Modern Music Institute, BIM Institute. There we go. Wonder if I get in trouble for like saying... No, I can't get in trouble for saying that, right?
No,
you're just saying the name.
Yeah.
They might like disassociate. So I was doing that, pretty normal. I was in bands a lot. So I used to like do a lot of like live performances, live shows and things like that. I started doing like feet pics and stuff in lockdown on Twitter.
Right.
And Twitter findom. So where...
Oh, yeah.
We got financial domination where you get the feet and then you're like, do you know what I mean? And you're like, send me £50 to my PayPal. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
all through. I mean, it's a bit sad when you look back on it, because I was going out with someone who was quite a bit older than me, who suggested me do it and was very encouraging, and I perhaps wouldn't have done it without that influence.
How much older?
Oh, he wasn't like 40 or anything.
Right, yeah.
I was 20. Oh my God, I was like 21 or 22 and he was like 26 or 27 or something.
Oh, right. I thought you were going to say it's like 50.
No, there was like five years or something. I don't know. And I think like, yeah, he was like, yeah, you should do this, you should do that. And I was like, yeah, fine, cool, you know. Mm. And I started making TikToks and stuff. So I was trying to speed this up. It's long and boring.
Not long and boring. I want to hear it. I want the juicy goss.
Started making TikToks and things. And I made an OnlyFans to kind of put like the feet pics on there. And then I was like, oh, maybe I'll do some like bikini pics. And then maybe I'll like, you know, pop mm-hmm. titty or something, you know, like that kind of thing. And some of my TikToks went really viral. Back then, you just needed to kind of lip sync or...
You just stand there, go...
Yeah, exactly.
Go viral. Yeah.
And I had like black and green hair. So I think that's why I looked like wild. And then I got asked to go on a Sidemen video.
Right.
I didn't even know who the Sidemen were. Mm. It was actually Lauren Alexis asking me to go on it. And I didn't even believe she was like real. I was like, send me a voice note and prove you're real. And at one point she was like, you know what, just leave it. and then I went to my partner at the time and I was like, the Sidemen. We were in like shopping, getting like groceries or something. And he was like, no, they're really famous. You should do that.
Yeah.
And did it, and then life was never the same since. I went straight to 0% on OF. I didn't know that would happen. Mm. I didn't prepare for it. I didn't have PPVs. I didn't have anything in place to like make any money on that site whatsoever.
Right.
No management to help me or guide me with anything. Mm-hmm. So that's like eye-watering to look back on, because
Do you think you could have made like so much more?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Like so much more.
But you almost have to do that to then learn how much I look back at moments where I went viral. I was like, oh, I should have done this then, and I could have got like,
I mean, you don't know
more.
About it. I didn't know about PPV.
Yeah, you have to, it's all, no one,
yeah,
you're always learning, I feel like, of OnlyFans.
Definitely.
Like what works and what doesn't. But I do, right, with Findom thing on Twitter, did you make much money doing that? Because I feel like there's a lot of this, sorry, that people are like, are all these girls doing Findom on Twitter actually making any money? I think most are not making anything.
I don't know. I made... So, well, it would be dependent. It wasn't like a steady income. So I still went to my job. Basically, at one point, I had like three things on the go. So I was doing my master's, working in the tech department of my university where I did my undergrad. So in like the music thing. And then also doing like a teaching placement at BIM. So I was doing all that. And then like when I was like sat at work, not doing anything, you know, being like posting like a fuck you, send me this on Twitter. And sometimes people would do it. Maybe like £500 in a month or something, you know, like supplementary stuff, or people would send me gifts.
I was the same. So that's like how me and I started off. It was just like on an underwear selling website, but I'd probably get just a couple hundred quid a month extra. But like, and that stuff's fun. I think girls are like, often see that and they're like, oh, I'm gonna become a full-time findom, and I'm like, there's not,
it's a lot of work. You gotta be on there like talking to them and like,
and it's such a niche market, findom, and the people who are into findom are often don't cough up.
Yeah exactly. So it's not
being vanilla is where you make the most money.
Yeah, it's definitely not like, it's not like there's no like business structure to it. It's just like random. Like you might get a guy that like sent you $100 one day, or sent you like $800, but you know, you might just go like weeks without anyone sending you anything. So I'm interested to know, when you were selling like underwear then and getting, you know, a few hundred quid a month, did you think, cool, I'm going to be like a big OnlyFans star or anything?
No, so I was like, so this was before OnlyFans even existed.
Really?
Yeah, so this was like, I think, when did OnlyFans start?
No, how old were you when you were selling underwear then?
I was like 21, I'm 30 now.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm 31 2 weeks, in 2 weeks.
God.
Yeah. I know.
You look younger.
I look 15. I know. I know. My audience are all nonces. But no, I remember my mate, she said to me, she was like, I just sold my underwear on this website for 300 quid. When I look back on it, no, you didn't. You probably sold it for like 30 quid. But like, and I was like, okay, I'll sell my underwear. So, but then I quickly learned, I make a tiny bit of money, but I was like, the only way you can really make money is if you sell pictures of yourself wearing them as well.
Yeah.
So I was doing that, and I'd do that on and off bits here and there. And then when I started doing my PhD at uni, I also taught students.
Shoot.
Yeah. And that was like after I started OnlyFans. So I feel like some of my students must have recognized me. But when I was doing my PhD, I started webcamming.
Okay.
And I think OnlyFans had been around for a while then.
OnlyFans started in 2016 and then obviously got popular in 2020.
Yeah, so I think I started webcamming 2020. And then I remember like a year in, people were like getting OnlyFans. I was like, oh, okay, fine. I did it. But it was just for like my webcam watchers.
Yeah.
But then I started posting on TikTok and I was like, oh. And then you started getting subscribers. I was like, oh, so you actually can make money on OnlyFans.
You can make money. Yeah. Not just a few hundred. Yeah, it's the same for everyone. Like, I was the exact same. I was like, oh, I'll put some stuff on OnlyFans, but it'll just be for the people on Twitter that already follow me and already do that anyway. Then you go, oh, well, I'll make a few TikToks then. And then you suddenly you're like, boom, you're like, oh my god, why didn't I do it sooner?
And it's weird how you're like, when you start, you're like, oh, this would be nice, make a couple, you know, a couple hundred quid, maybe an extra grand a month, wouldn't that be nice? And then before you know it, you're just like, I don't know, you just want the more and more and more, and you want next.
It's like, crazy, yeah. Isn't it? I was exactly the same. I remember thinking, I remember specifically like what I was doing the day and everything when I was there thinking, oh my god, sitting looking at my balance going, I am gonna make like $500 in this month on OnlyFans. Then I remember again another time doing the sexy thing going, oh my god, I'm gonna make $6,000. Then oh my god, I'm gonna make $10,000. Then it just goes up and up, and now I find myself like crying if it's gone up or down by like 10 or 20 grand or something. Yeah. And I'm thinking, oh my god, get a grip.
Like, yeah.
Get a fucking grip, because it's so, I know, much money.
And then, because even the days you're like, I'll be like, oh fuck, I've had a shit month. And then I'm like, but you still earn more than the average person. Yeah. And you're like, Jesus.
I think there's, you know, this is probably quite wholesome actually and good if other OnlyFans creators watch this. It's like, don't be comparing yourself to like Sophie Rain.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because it's, if you're making like, even if you're making like 10 grand a month, or that, I mean, if someone's going to comment on this and be like, you're so out of touch. Like, okay, even if you're making like 5 grand a month on there or something, if you're making like 2 grand a month, you probably do something else. Like, you probably just get a normal job because you make more money. If you're making like 5 or 10 grand a month on there or something, that's like still amazing. Like, yeah. And all the freedom you have from that. So don't be.
Because there's so many people that make like fucking 200 quid a month and can't.
I don't know why they do it, to be honest.
Yeah. I think I can imagine why. I think it's like when you're, I think some people, it is just, I remember when I was earning no money, like before doing any kind of OnlyFans or anything, and I had a shit job, and you're just like, I just want anything to just get me over to the next bill cycle.
I get it.
And you think no one's ever going to find out, and you're going to do it anonymous. Because I mean, when I started, I was like, I'm going to just do it for a little bit of extra money. No one's ever going to find out.
Yeah.
And no one's going to know what I do. But then you quickly learn to make serious money, you've got to not be anonymous. Yeah. Are you horny and bored and feel like you want to chat to me? Maybe you want to send me your inner monologue, or maybe just a picture of your knob? Then go to catbaker.co.uk, where you will find my premium explicit subscription sites. I have my OnlyFans, and then I have my Admire Me VIP. The Admire Me is a little bit more kink friendly, so go there if you've got certain needs. But I also have my Admire Me premium shop, where you can buy videos without a subscription. But for just one small monthly fee, you can chat to me and see all my explicit content. So go to catbaker.co.uk and have a happy time fapping.
It's crazy.
Do you feel like, have you had like good or bad reactions to doing OnlyFans?
Mixed. I think, when my family found out, they were mortified. Mm. They were absolutely mortified, horrified. They found out because they saw the Sidemen video. I didn't know how big it was. It was crazy. There were like subreddits full of like memes made out of me and everything. I'd never experienced anything like it in my life. God. But after like a few months, they were like, "Oh, we're really proud of you." But I feel like I'm in this like weird position where like people do judge me. People will always judge you if you've got an OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Even if you don't do nudity on there, even if you're getting your cheeks clapped, whatever you're doing on there, you're going to get judged for it. But it's kind of like weird because people think you like don't deserve your money. Mm. So people, I just often like most of my friends or people, I will fall out with them because, well, not, I won't have arguments with them, but it will just be like obvious to me that they want money. And I'm very generous. I've bought my friends like cars and stuff. You know, we'll pay for them to come on like a holiday with me or something. But I actually had to learn not to do that.
Yeah.
Because people just get fucking weird. They don't see it as a gift. They see it as like, well, you've got spare money and you should just give it to me.
Right. Yeah.
Do you know
what I
mean? I'll be honest. It's often very people who are like, very, very, very left-wing, you know, extremely left-wing, right, who are like, we should just share everything and you've got loads of money, so I should just like have some of it.
Mm.
And I have a lot of friends that are, well, I had a lot of friends in uni that were like that as well. So I realized when I started making lots of money that they didn't have any respect for the fact that I had money. And so that's the kind of reaction I've had. It's a bit of a weird one because people are like, oh my God, yeah, it's so amazing. Mm. And yeah, I just like, I really want this like bag, but I just can't afford it. And you know, you just sat there like, oh, and then they're like, how much was your bag? And I'm like, oh. You know?
Yeah, I don't think I haven't really had that. I think because all my friends outside of like the industry are like, they're all in corporate jobs, like very normal sort of London corporate jobs.
Oh, well, I've got,
I feel
normal
like,
friends.
Yeah.
Too. These are people.
But you just
like,
got some weird.
I've had to move on from in life. Yeah, experiences I've had along the way. Definitely, which I've experienced more that than like I've never really met anyone be rude to me because I do OF or anything like that. Probably behind my back, but you know.
Mm. I had one guy. I don't know. Did I talk about this in the last episode? We were filming a YouTube skit in the park and a guy came up to me and was like, you're trying to film porn around kids, I know who you are. And we were nowhere near these fucking kids because he was teaching them football, and we're always very careful to not have any kids in the background of the shot or what, even though it was a YouTube sketch, but we were like, make sure there's no kids, whatever. Yeah, and he was like super aggressive, and that's like the one time I've had it where someone's been nasty, but generally everyone's in real life are very nice about it.
Yeah, I've never actually had anyone come up to me and like criticize what I do for work or anything. I have had people be weird. There was two girls sat in the park, so I film in Soho Square.
Yeah,
it's no secret, everyone knows I'm in Soho Square.
That famous black and white
building
I've seen.
Yeah, so if you want to be in one of your street interviews, hang around Soho Square someday and you might be in it.
Literally. And there'll be people there who will recognize me in Soho Square. And there were two girls like sat on the park bench in the middle of the day drinking and then like just heckling me the entire time. And there were two creators.
No way.
One of them I actually know as well. Two creators, and they're not huge creators, and it was, I won't give their names because I'm not about that.
Would you tell me off camera?
Yeah, sorry, off camera. Yes. But two creators, and then my manager went over to them, speak to them, was like, look, can you, and you know, can you just stop? We're obviously trying to film something. It's our job. Can you just stop? And they were going, can you just stop?
Like, oh my God.
So serious. And then I went over because I always like naively think if I'm really nice to the person, they will just be nice back. It's not the fun case. It's not the case. It doesn't work like that. I'm learning now that life does not work like that. But I tried that anyways. And I went over and went, look, please can we just like not do it or whatever? And it was really cold, so I just to give context, I was wearing my snowboarding jacket over my outfit.
Right.
In between.
Yeah.
And when I went over, I was really nice about it. I was like, please, I'm just trying to work. Like, I'm not doing this for fun and whatever. Mm. And the girl sat on the bench and went, Okay, snowboarder. And I was just like, and I just turned around and walked away. So I was like, what are we going to do? And they were drinking alcohol, I think, out of like a coffee cup.
Right.
Then they...
Oh my God.
They finally left the park, left Soho Square, got in a black cab.
Oh my God.
They got in a black cab.
Yeah.
Did laps around Soho Square. So if you know Soho Square, you'll know that it that yeah, you can yeah, drive yeah. around it. Did a few laps around it, then put the window down in the black cab.
Yeah.
And we go, woohoo, with the tits out. Just like,
I'm like, what the fuck? That is the most unemployed shit I've ever heard in my whole life. Oh my God.
One of them was a creator that I know. And the other one was, I presume, the creator's friend that I didn't know.
Oh, so they're OnlyFans creators? Or just
one
like,
of them was. I don't know who the other girl was.
What were they shouting at you when they were heckling then? Were they just sort of like...
They were... Honestly, they were going like... We were filming and they were going like... Excuse you, the headphones on the camera, but they were going like, meh! Meh! Like,
that's so annoying.
So weird, isn't it? That is so like mentally ill shit. That,
yeah.
Like, what gives people that do our job like a bad name?
Yeah, well, like, it's kind of shit you do when you're like 13.
Sitting in the park at like 2 p.m., like drinking alcohol with your friend, going, meh! In the background of videos. Like, oh, what are you doing?
To be fair, they're probably having a great time.
Yeah, I was thinking that. I was like, fucking jealous.
When you find everything that entertaining, your life is probably pretty great.
Yeah, so, yeah. I know. I often think that when people are like being a nuisance. When I see, I mean, I don't know if you've ever been to LA, but it's like full of crackheads, basically.
Oh, yeah,
like,
walking around
the streets. I often do think, you know, that is the fucking life.
Yeah, I think yeah, probably. But then when you get like stabbed and shit, that's probably not
so high. You wouldn't care. Like, it'd be like being at Glastonbury all the time. Do you know what I mean? Just off your tits. I remember being in the gym at like LA Fitness, and then there's the guy at the window who's just like humping the window.
I think it depends what kind of camp you're at.
You know, oh, is no, it a good I mean vibe? The ones that are, like, walking around Hollywood Boulevard.
Well, maybe.
The ones that have, like, left the camps and are just,
well,
like...
Well, I think I'd like to... I think the people... Right, so this is something that I have found interesting, okay? So I've been doing, like, open mic comedy recently, and there's some people who get up on... There are some people who get up on stage and are really shit, and you can tell that it bothers them. And then there are some people that get up on stage and they're really shit, but they are just in their own world that they have no concept of what's going on around them. And they're just having a great time. Mm. If everyone else is cringing super hard, but they're having a great time. And I feel like those mental people, I think they've got a great life.
Yes.
Because they're like, they just have no concept of like, they literally just don't care what
it's
other
just
people
bananas
think.
And yeah. Having a great time.
But talking of people who... negative experiences with, so you're telling me you had a shitty experience with that whatever podcast?
Yeah.
So what's the name of the guy?
The host is Brian Atlas.
So you got blocked by Brian Atlas?
I did. Right. I got blocked by him.
Oh,
tell us the
God.
Format of the podcast.
So yeah, the whatever podcast is like, it's these guys, it's sort of, it's like a red pill podcast. Yeah. Right, so like it's these guys, but they mostly interview OnlyFans girls. And they're sort of sat around the table and they're just sort of like grilling them and being like, what's your, why do you do what you do? Often very misogynistic shit.
They jump on the trends, like the classic body count question, which is ridiculous. All that nonsense.
Yeah. So, and you, but you went on it.
I did.
So what was it like? What was the experience like?
So it was really shocking. I mean, in hindsight, no one else is going to be shocked by this. But I'm probably going to shock people by saying this. It's like, I would find it quite funny sometimes watching it. Because I've always said this and I get so much hate for it. And people are like, oh my God, I'm like, I'm just center. I'm center politically.
Right, okay.
I'm not super, super left wing. I don't think like... But I mean, people do whatever the fuck they want, but most importantly, I'm for free speech.
Right,
and
okay.
I do think that there's nothing wrong with traditional gender roles if you choose to live that way.
Right, yeah,
that's my stance, okay? Before y'all start twisting it, okay?
Yeah. My audience don't care enough about politics. They're too horny.
Well, don't worry. Even though I'm centre, I'm still very horny.
So yeah, yeah. Fine. They're not gonna call you out for that. Yeah, don't worry.
There's a clip.
Yeah. It's my own fans actually. Like I did a podcast a couple of months ago. We were talking about like politics and stuff mm-hmm. like that. And they're like, I've lost so much respect for you.
Right.
And I'm right. What did you respect about me in the first place? I literally walk up to people on the street and ask them to rate me out of 10. Anyway, so that's out of the way. So I thought it was quite funny sometimes, and I'm quite like, you know what you're getting into. I think the girls that go on there, this was my opinion before I'd been on there, was you know what you're getting into. You know they're going to ask you what your body count is.
Yeah.
And you know that if you say, my body count is 82, they are going to say that's too high, and then you're going to argue with them. That is literally how the podcast is.
Like. And the clip might go viral. You might get subscribers from
exactly. Yeah, yeah. And if you're confident in that, and you're like, you know, you're like a Lily Phillips or a Bonnie Blue, you're going to go on there and troll them back and stuff. I think like power to you. It's great entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
It must be like a mutually beneficial thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wrong.
Yeah,
it's actually real. I didn't think it was. Well, basically, they hate women. They really do. And I didn't think they did. I thought
it's
they
more of a play.
Yeah, yeah, or like I thought that they would. You'd go in and they'd say hello to you.
Yeah,
and they'd be like, "Hiya, all right, nice to meet you. Well, we're going to do the podcast now." You'd probably argue with them, and afterwards they'd say, "Thanks for coming. No hard feelings. Get
it's
home
like,
safe."
Because it's like you're in the same game.
Yeah,
like you're in the content game. So we might disagree on things, but we can respect each other as content creators.
Yeah, yeah. Like, and I wouldn't expect them to be like giving me a hug when I walk in or anything. But you know, just like a normal, like, "All right, thanks for coming. Thanks for your time. You know, let you get your shoes on before I kick you out," kind of thing.
Mm.
No, it was so bad. So I asked to go on. I filled them in about like why I wanted to go on, what I wanted to talk about and stuff like that. Mm. And then when I went on there, Brian like pulled up a load of like my old Twitter posts from like 2012 and stuff.
What?
Yeah. And then like, like just completely like ridiculous stuff. And I had to keep saying to him, what is the date of
stuff you would have posted as a teenager?
Stuff I would have posted as a teenager.
Right, yeah.
Like, and it was ridiculous stuff, and he did it for a good, like, 20-minute segment or something. Bear in mind, this is live. God. It's live streamed.
Right.
And he only did that to me, and he did it, obviously, to make a point that he hated the fact that I'd gone, "Hey, I think your podcast is quite funny. I'd like to come on. I think I'm kind of maybe quite centre. Obviously, I obviously don't hate women, but I'm not, like, as lefty as maybe some of the girls that come on. So maybe it'd be quite interesting for us to talk about that. Like, maybe we could have some interesting arguments that go viral, you know."
Yeah.
But I feel like he just hated that. So anyways, long story short, he was really, really pissed off the entire show, and he kept like telling people to shut up and just like walking off.
Oh my
walking
God.
Off, and we'd all just be left there with Andrew on a video call.
Right.
Brian would leave.
So is he the older guy, Andrew?
Andrew's the one who often video calls smoking.
Yeah.
And then Brian would, he'd go off, he'd come back, and someone would be talking, and he'd just go,
"Oh my God."
At one point, he like swung his chair into the assistant and like walked off. He was like having a meltdown. Like, everyone felt really awkward, and at one point I felt a bit like unsafe. And
Jesus.
So it's, yeah, sorry.
And you're locked in there, like,
yeah, well, you can leave if you want, but without doxing them, you're basically in just a small town, and there is no like public transport or anything. You don't finish till like 1 a.m. They just kick you out. When they're finished, they don't say thanks. Brian just gets up, goes on the balcony, and has like a zoot. Andrew obviously leaves the call, and then the assistants are just like a bunch of teenagers, and they're just like, "Okay, bye, there's your coat, bye," before you've even got your shoes on properly. And then I was just like out in the street in the middle of the night in Santa Barbara as a foreigner. Yeah, and they don't give you any food. It's like 8 hours long. But
that's insane. 8 hours and no refreshments.
That's all got to be all part of the play.
Yeah.
No, like, you know, make you tired, make you angry, make you hungry, don't get you more. It's got to be all part of it.
For to be transparent, they give you a white monster or a white claw. So do you know what I mean? So you're just gonna be sat there like caffeine.
Or, caffeine or drunk. Yeah,
caffeine or drunk. And then plain tortilla chips, they're not even salted.
Oh my God.
And you're not really allowed to have them. They're like, don't make any noise. And you know, if you want to go to the bathroom, you're not, you don't, they don't have like the respect to just like, you're allowed to leave to go to the bathroom mid-conversation if you want. You know, because it's so long. But Brian would be like, no, you have to wait. No, you have to wait. You're not allowed to go.
That's a bit like police interrogations. They purposely keep you in there a long time because they know you'll slip up and say something.
Yeah.
Like, it's, I think it's a bit like that.
Yeah, and I mean, I was going to go back on it because he'd asked me to go back on and I was like, well, the exposure's good, you know, and I don't mind having a bit of an argument with them. It was the first podcast I'd ever done, so... I was like,
what a first one to do.
Yeah. I know, stupid, isn't it? So
by the way, surprise, you got to be here for 9 hours.
Yeah, 9 hours. And you're allowed a crumb.
You just got to listen to me talk about myself for 9 hours. Just like,
yeah. But the worst part is sort of like, yeah, not really. Obviously, how they treat you on the podcast is really bad. For my particular episode, Brian issued an apology for the way he acted on it.
Okay.
A public apology because he acted so bad that even his fans were saying it's not fair on the girls
fucking
that came on.
Hell. Oh, yeah.
So that's how bad my episode was, if anyone's interested in watching it.
And is it up?
Yeah, it's
You're
up.
Right, okay.
And so I think it's labelled Super Degen Panel.
Super Degen Panel.
Anyways, so, but his behaviour was atrocious on there. And then on top of that, I sort of brought that up to him afterwards and was like, the way you acted was like really, really bad, like on there. And you've apologised to the fans, but not to any of us. And then he was like, haha, lol, and just blocked me. But also something else they do in between, which is really annoying, is they won't tag you in anything.
Oh my God.
When they ask you, they go around and they say, right, make a story and tag whatever, do it now before we go live. And then they repost it and cover your at so that you don't get exposure from it.
Oh my God.
And then I sort of, they were like, will you come back? And I'm like, well, can you tag me? And then they just ignore me. And I'd be like, hello, can you tag me? And they'd be like, when can you come back? They would just ignore me. And then was like, okay, well, who's on the panel then if I come back? And they're like, why do you want to know? And I'm like, well, just tell me who's on it.
Yeah.
And then they're like, we're not allowed to tell you in case you try and hurt them. They search,
hurt them.
They search you when you come in. My manager with me. Obviously, I'm the only girl there that wasn't American. And I was like, can he just like come in with me and check that I'm like safe? And he was like, no, you're not allowed in. Like, oh, that's just...
Every single element of that seems like toxic manipulative control. Makes me sick.
Yeah, and I've
so
been...
much worse than I thought. Like, I've seen clips and I thought it was bad, and now listening to you, I'm like, it's so much worse than I thought.
It's the worst part about it is it's run really poorly, and they must make a lot of money doing it, or if they don't,
they must. Yeah,
they but it's run so poorly, and the assistants are all really young, and Brian's talking to all of his staff like shit. He's talking to everyone like shit. He's just like walking off and like standing on the balcony.
Fucking hell.
And then it's just a complete like circus the way it's run. Oh. And I've been on other podcasts, other Red Pill podcasts after that. And even when you disagree with things on there and stuff like that, I've never been treated like that. And if it's a slightly bigger podcast, especially the ones in America, they'll usually like give you some food.
Yeah.
They will... have, even if the guys themselves aren't super friendly, but like they'll have an assistant that shakes your hand and says like, here, I'll take your shoes, here are some slippers, do you want some water, if you need the bathroom just go, it's through there, you know. They just talk to you like you're a human, and then the guy, and then you can argue on the podcast for content, and then afterwards just be like, okay, nice to meet you, bye.
Yeah,
but no, it's not like that. It's run like a complete shit show, and I was surprised because it's like basically one of the biggest podcasts in the world.
Yeah, fucking hell. And they must make so much money. Yeah. I think because they get is it on Twitch as
Twitch, YouTube, like they're live on YouTube and Twitch.
And they get so many donations and things.
Yeah, people.
As well.
Someone on there donated $200 just to say hi, Ruby. You're beautiful. And I'm like, I don't even get a tortilla chip.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, I should get that $200 then. You're telling me I'm beautiful.
Yeah.
Find him and be like, Findom client.
Yeah. This is the longest running podcast in the world, and it's the longest running podcast in the world for a reason. I am the most dedicated podcaster that has ever lived, and I am so grateful for your guys' support. But if you want to support me further, you can now sponsor the Ramblings of a Narcissist for just £4 a month. Go to patreon.com/thecatbakershow, and you will find episodes that are more personal, more unhinged than anything we can post on YouTube, as well as early access to YouTube episodes, and also extended cuts. We can say things there that we cannot say here, you know, or just kind of things that might get me cancelled. Because if you don't know, there are a lot of people that don't want to see me succeed, because I am, of course, the most powerful podcaster in the world. So go to patreon.com/thecatbakershow and support me for just £4 a month. I couldn't do this without you guys. Thank you.
Well, yeah, but so that's the main thing. I mean, it's just run like a complete farce.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, really unprofessional. And then the staff are always leaving. And then Brian's just really, like, really rude to all of his staff. Like, it's, you know, and I've worked with a lot of, like, OnlyFans girls who are, like, you know, not very professional. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't touch the sides.
Mm.
It doesn't touch the sides. He was, you know... It was worse than drinking in the park going meh at you while you're trying to film. Hell. It was just...
What's the deal with the girl that's always beside him with the funny hat on? It feels like some kind of humiliation ritual or something. There's a young girl who seems to be staff and she wears this funny like old soldier's hat or something.
Yeah, she was there.
I'm like, I look at that and I think...
Oh, wait, no, she wasn't there on my episode, I don't
but
think.
But you've seen it, you know what I'm talking about.
I know
about.
Who you mean,
to
yeah.
me, the only thing that comes to mind is some kind of weird... a humiliation ritual, and I can't wrap my head around why they would do that, and why would a woman bring herself to go, I'll be that person that will do that. I don't understand it.
Well, there is staff and they get paid, and I think that I don't know why they wear the hat, but the main thing is to, if a girl leaves the panel, she'll sit where the girl was and be able to fill in.
Okay,
because obviously often people like storm off.
Yeah,
but like I can't imagine the staff. Like they're probably getting paid a moderate hourly rate. They're probably not, like, you know what I mean. They're not doing it to like, oh my god, I'm making a fortune.
Oh, it's weird. If you got like, would you want to beef anyone? Yeah, I feel like you would be good at like beefing someone.
For,
like, you know how OnlyFans girls have like, they have like fake beef with people.
Oh yeah.
I mean, so you have actual beef with Brian.
Oh yeah.
Right. Yeah, actual beef.
Actual beef, yeah.
Is there any other people you would like to have beef with?
Cutmaker.
The thing is, I'm actually like such a non-confrontational person. Mm. To have beef with me, you've got to do something like really morally wrong, like actually like, or just like be a complete spastic. Like the way they were running the whatever podcast, I was just like, I've been fucking around with them for weeks and weeks and weeks. And I was just like, I didn't even block Brian. Brian blocked me. And it was after the whole like fake apology thing to his fans. I'm so sorry. I'm this. Yeah. It's pinned on the YouTube episode.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that he apologized to his fans and not to us. And it was more just like, I've got no respect for the way they run their business rather than their beliefs. If you think women should be virgins and they should be in the kitchen, whatever, like that's, you believe that. If that makes you happy, I don't care if people think that.
You're not going to change their minds.
I'm not going to change their minds. And I also don't care for that kind of stuff. I think like, believe what you want. And I think there's balance in the world and gender roles are there for a reason. Some people adhere to them, some people don't. And I don't really give a fuck what other people do. But I have no respect for the way he runs his business. It's just like ridiculous and lazy and entitled.
Well, this thing, see, I have beef with General G, right?
Who's General G?
You know General G, the autistic man on TikTok.
Can we see him?
Let me just quickly show you.
That narrows it down.
Right.
I wouldn't want beef with.
So he did all that stuff like HS Tiki Toki.
I know HS Tiki Toki.
Right. So General G is this guy. Although I might...
I'm trying to find...
You know General G?
It's him there. You can see that.
Is that one?
I've literally never seen him.
Well, he was the first... He was basically very big on TikTok. And he was the first guest I had on my podcast.
Before I started producing, I still don't know.
And he like tried to blackmail me for money after he came on my podcast. What? I was like, what the fuck? He was like, so he came from, we filmed in... No. Some man will have just orgasmed after hearing that at home.
It's like coming up my nose.
You know what, let it out.
Do you know what? I used to itch my nose too. Sorry.
Do it. Do what you need to do.
You don't get that for free.
No, you got paid to see that, fellas. Come on now.
Right, to continue. Apologise for that awful interruption.
No, genuinely, someone will have loved that, seeing you burp.
So like, he was trying to extort
So he was trying
you.
to, he was trying to
blackmail
extort money at me. He was like, so he came on the podcast and he come from like Essex and it was like 12 quid train journey. And I was like, oh, do you want me to give you the money for the train journey? And he was like, no, that's all right. It was only like 12 quid. And I was like, okay. And then the next day he messaged me saying, oh yeah, those travel expenses, by the way, I need 500 quid. I was like, for what? He was like, oh, travel expenses. And I was like, you came from Essex. I was like, there's nothing that would cost 500 quid. He was like, if you don't pay it now, it goes up tomorrow. And I was just like, I'm not paying you. He is severely autistic, right? So he just doesn't quite understand normal interactions. And I think he has a manager in his ear who's like manipulates him as an autistic man. And like trying to get money out of more money, but in a way that is just like makes no sense. And so he blocked me, but he does that to everyone. He blocks everyone. So I have beef with General G, and we need to fight at some point, I'm sure. But the point I was getting at, I can't remember what my point was. Oh, but at least he has autism as an excuse. That's what, right, I was saying.
Right.
This guy, Brian, what's his deal? He ain't got an autism.
I heard somewhere he has like chronic pain. Like he has like chronic neck pain or something.
Oh, chronic neck pain.
Chronic misogyny?
He's got like chronic neck pain or something. So like, as someone was like, Brian always looks so stressed because he's got like a cool pad on his neck or something because he's got neck pain. But I was like, you know, I get like chronic, like sometimes I get like asshole pain out of like nowhere.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, I'm still pretty fucking nice.
Yeah, also his chronic neck pain is probably just from like scrolling Reddit all day. Just like,
he does this weird thing as well where he's like, big labia matter, like at the beginning of all his podcasts.
What?
So weird, I don't get it. He's like obsessed with, he's like, I only date girls with big labia.
That's weirdly feminist in a way.
I do wonder, like...
Like, you feel like guys are like, I want a girl who's all tucked in. So the fact that he's like, I want some big beef flaps is kind of mad. Like, that's... like, that seems quite, like, liberal of him. I don't know.
So, right, if you have big labia, is now liberal.
Yeah, yeah.
Conservative is
they like
in.
It tucked in, and then because he's sort of letting it hang out, you know, letting it hang loose.
Oh my God,
in a liberal
so
way. So yeah, there you go. Well, Brian, very interesting. Yeah, that's weird.
Maybe because he's maybe suppressing his inner liberal and it comes out in like a sexual fetish.
Yeah, I mean, I do think the guys who are super right wing are the ones who want to be pegged a lot of the time. I think
there's definitely something about people who try to be overtly dominant in their life, or it doesn't sit right. It doesn't give me dominant energy. It's usually the men who are pretty quiet, not like quiet, you know, like shy, but pretty keep that side of themselves to themselves.
It is true. And it is a thing. Also, small man syndrome is such a thing, right? When you meet a short guy, I do, like, the loudest guys in my gym are the short guys. And I do think it's like, they're like, they are like, and look, I love short guys, love my short kings, you know, because I have one short guy friend who, he's very confident about the fact that he's short and he has sort of quiet confidence. He actually gets a lot of ladies like him. But when you get those insecure short men, oh, I can really, you really feel it in them. You can just tell. And they are the ones that do not take rejection well either.
Totally agree. Yeah. I know exactly what kind of man you mean. I don't know how tall Brian was. I think he seemed pretty big. Maybe
look short from the pictures.
I feel like Andrew is probably short. But I'd never met him. He was on via a video call.
I know he always talks about his wife and stuff, but does the Brian guy, I always wonder, does he have a girlfriend? Or does he generally like date, or how does he date? Because like, he's known to be this guy now. And it's like, do women like want him because of this weird toxic,
there's a lot of women
vibe
that still,
yeah,
love that, I,
oh,
think.
Yeah, there's so many women that love it. I mean, I would not respect the fact that a man argues with women, because that's weak. He picks women who can't argue back with him. So he not only picks women who are, you know, generally young, generally sex workers, but he picks like particularly BAFT girls that can't just say to him, no, you're being retarded. Like, can't say. They're like, and then it obviously, like, makes him look even better. Mm. He won't have a man on the podcast unless it's in his corner.
Right, yeah.
No, he won't have it. So I don't know,
Bevo on.
Did he?
Yeah, but they just like laid into him.
There's no way Bevo. You didn't get him on just to rip into him.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh, they did. Yeah, they just ripped into him. And Bevo, I think, had a bit of a nervous breakdown afterwards. Shout out Bevo. Bevo, come on this podcast. I won't rip you to shreds unless you want me to.
The last thing I heard about Bevo was like yesterday. Apparently, Bonnie Blue mentioned what he's like in bed, and it's like embarrassing.
Oh, I did indeed watch that video though. Bevo and Bonnie Blue.
Did they do a tape?
Yes.
I thought Bevo had a girlfriend.
But he's in the industry. So he's got an OnlyFans, but they did a sex tape together.
Wait, wasn't there like something a couple of months ago where his girlfriend left him and he moved back maybe. In with his dad? He moved back in with his dad and started doing the food videos again.
I did watch the Bevo Bonnie Blue sex tape one dark evening. I was like, I need to see this.
Oh god.
And he sat there and he's like, you know the rules. She's like sucking him off.
Oh, what do you?
This is not real. This is.
What do you think?
He's not a real human. Oh.
What, Bonnie?
Yeah, Bonnie Blue. What do you think? Because you know what? Even though I'm quite like in my personal life, I'm quite private. Mm. I'm quite, you know. I think monogamy is the right thing, you mm-hmm. know, it really is my ideal. I find her really likeable.
Well, I think she knows what she wants and she's definitely not afraid to get it. I think, I find her like, I think obviously she says insane shit to rage bait, you know.
I feel like it's rage bait. She doesn't give me the vibes of someone who is like so unhinged that they mean it. Like, I think anyone in this industry has got maybe like something like didn't go quite the way it was supposed to for them. But she doesn't give me like unhinged vibes, like someone who you think, she gives me vibes of like she's happy to do it and she knows what she's doing.
Yeah, she doesn't. Yeah. She definitely doesn't seem like she's been forced into it or pushed into it.
Yeah,
and I think it's, but I'm also like, that's something in terms of gender roles. I don't know many women who would have that desire to fuck 1,000 guys. I mean, obviously she doesn't desire to fuck 1,000 guys in a day. Like, she does it because she knows it's a good stunt. But you still got to have a slight want to do it.
What do you think of her with the college boys particularly? Because she's always like, college boys, barely legal, all that kind of thing.
Okay, so people say it's noncy. I don't think it is. I think it's like a bit weird, but I think it's like, I find it slightly funny. Because I think it's kind of a reversal on the like how long has Barely Legal Girls been a thing?
Well, that's so what I'm like, was just about to say, yeah. How many of these girls that hate on Bonnie Blue are posting in like Barely Legal OnlyFans subreddits?
Mm. Oh my god, because the biggest subreddit is like the Barely Legal one, so and like college sluts, and also all of them are like 30.
Exactly.
But they like play into that I'm 18. And I'm a
or like one of my ones, I'm like tattooed barely legal.
Yeah. Been tattooed since I was 10 years old. Like, yeah.
So the fact that both of you guys have quite successful social medias alongside your OnlyFans, obviously everything you guys put out, to correct me if I'm wrong, is curated and thought through.
Most of the time. Yeah.
So do you not look at Bonnie Blue and go, oh, well, she's doing the same as us? So I think Bonnie Blue's whole vibe is, she's rage baity for the people that don't realise it's all curated. Mm, but you guys should see right through that and go, oh, it's all curated.
Yeah. Well,
the reason I question it is because I've met some other people who I thought were, oh, they obviously work really hard and this is just a character, and it wasn't.
Right.
Really big people with like millions of followers.
Do you feel like things are like an exaggeration of their character? They deliberately lean into it.
Yeah, so maybe it's an exaggeration. So maybe like, but yeah, I don't know. I feel like Bonnie Blue, I don't know. I just find her likable. I've never met her. But same with Lily Phillips. I've met Lily Phillips a few times. She's really nice.
Yeah. I get that impression.
Yeah, every time I've met her, she's been like really nice, really respectful to speak to, and like just normal. like yeah. really normal. So you wouldn't even know she did OnlyFans, I think, unless you knew who she yeah. was. She seems like a really nice, normal girl. But yeah, there's been some other creators though that I've met and I thought, oh, I bet it's all for work, you know, I bet mm-hmm. it's all this. And they've been like unhinged, like trying to get me to come and do drugs and sleep with them and have sex parties.
Oh, okay. Well, you're going to tell me that off camera, which ones?
I know. Hey. I really want to do it, but I can't because I've got friends who are friends of them.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Girls or boys? Was it girl
this,
or guy?
This was a girl, yeah.
Okay. Oh my god,
this is famous girl. She's a famous girl and she's not British. That's all. So just in case anyone thinks I'm not trying to trash someone that they've seen me okay, collab with, okay. It's not anyone I've collabed with.
Right, so I think,
just so you know, 58 minutes
over. Oh god, look at us nattering away. Right, so this has been fun, but the people need help.
Right,
my audience, they need some help. My god. Okay, very horny, very autistic. Okay, so my fans at home, they've got a lot of issues, a lot of problems. And I feel like we are two women of the world with a lot of knowledge and we can fix anything, really. So I'm going to play you some problems that my fans have sent in. Are you ready?
Hi, Kat. I'm Gareth. I've got a bit of a problem in that I've always been a bottom in the bed, in the bedroom. I've always been a bottom. My husband, Philip, he's a top. And I've had this surgery about 6 months ago now. I had surgery on my colon. And it was horrific at the time, of course. But I've got a colostomy bag now. And I'm recovered okay. But the problem is that, well, I don't really know what my identity is anymore in the sack, if you see what I mean. I've always been a bottom. I can't do that anymore. I don't like to be a top. And it's just a bit of a problem, I suppose.
There we go. Right. So, poor Gareth and his husband. Glad to know we've got a gay audience now as well. Shout out to the LGBTQ community. He's a bottom and he's had to have a colostomy bag. So, does that mean he's had his butthole removed?
I really wonder how that works.
Because I saw a TikTok recently of a girl getting her butthole removed. Because she has the colostomy bag.
I think they stitch it up, don't they?
Yeah.
So that nothing falls out.
Oh.
So I think they reroute it, you know.
That's it.
And they cut off the exit to where it would be and then they just stitch it up so you don't have an open hole.
Right, so.
I think for the sake of this, we should, he definitely doesn't have anal sex anymore. That's for sure.
He cannot receive anal sex. This is the issue. Oh, Gareth, I feel for you. Right, so. I would say this. Can you? No, you can't do it in the colostomy hole. No. Sorry. That was it.
He could do his mouth.
Look, Gareth, you're gonna have to learn to do something. Wait. So his partner's a top, and he's a bottom. Okay. You use your mouth.
Mouth. It's just going to be blowjob city.
And there's an excellent variety of milking machines nowadays.
And isn't top and bottom, isn't it like aerodynamic as well? It's not just about the...
Right, so yeah. You could get one of those like pocket pussy things and just yes. like, stick it to his back, like with tape.
Oh my God, you're a genius.
So it's stuck on the back and then he can just be like...
Oh my God, that's perfect.
Problem solved. And he wank himself off.
Oh my god.
Easy.
Yeah, you get right, so you can get strap on dicks, right? You should be able to get strap on buttholes.
Yeah, so like a pocket pussy, but like a pocket.
Yeah,
pocket
yeah, booty. Yeah. But I'm just saying, if someone hasn't made that yet, they should make one that's quite easy to.
So for the girlies as well, they don't want to do anal.
Oh my god, yes.
Like you just like stick your butthole attachment on.
Are you submissive or dominant, do you think?
I'm a switch. Oh, really? Yeah, so...
I think I am too.
Yeah, I can...
I feel like people that say, I think, they don't really know.
you think you're both? You're both?
Yeah, I know I'm both, as in, like, engaging in the activity of both, whether mm-hmm. it's, like, completely latex, like... whips and dungeons, or it's like, you know, tied up in the woods or whatever, you know, both extremes.
Right.
But I would say for me, it's about having like a really good experience with the other person, and it's probably submissive because I want the other person to really like what I'm doing. So
even when you're being dominant, you're like,
yeah, but most doms are usually like about, it is about the submissive person. Yeah. Oh, so yeah, it's really a fine line, because I think a lot of submissive people are quite dominant in the way they want stuff done to them and don't really care about their partner that much. So
right,
it's actually, the more I've learned about it as I've gotten older, it's not black and white like that from what I've experienced, when you have a lot of like mental connection with the person as well.
So I think for me, right, so I'm actually not submissive when I think about it. Like, I don't like being told what to do in the bedroom. However, as I've said many times before, I'm incredibly lazy. So I guess I maybe give the impression that I'm submissive, but I'm just lazy.
Right.
So I just like lie there. Yeah, it's just girls being girls, right? But when it comes down to someone actually being like directing me, I'm like, no.
Really?
I direct, yeah.
Oh, I love direction. Yeah. I love it.
No. I'm like, no, I say what goes where and when.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, mm-hmm. I think a lot of guys would love that. If you're just,
they
like,
they don't love it, actually. Yeah, men don't love it. I think, well, they do. When I was recently sleeping with a guy who was a bit younger than me, and he liked it. But I think when they're like,
okay,
your age or a bit older,
yeah,
they're
a bit, like, yeah,
legal.
Yeah, yeah. He's on fresh as week.
Yeah, I like literally just waiting outside the like A level school, like just.
How can you one up Bonnie Blue?
Yeah. Sixth formers.
She's like, spring break. You're just like, A-levels.
Sixth formers. No, he was 25. But I think he appreciated it. But I think when they're my age, a bit older, they're a bit like, no, this is how I do it. And I'm like, oh, you know? But this guy, butthole on the back.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Strap it, just like sell it to the back, like masking tape. Stick it on and you are now a machine.
Yeah.
You know, I have, this is no shade to the gay community, but mm-hmm. the things I have seen, gay or bi or just men that fuck other men, whatever you want to identify as, mm-hmm. the things I've seen them doing, like I've been to a few sex parties in my time.
Oh.
Like, you know, like Torture Garden and things like
oh,
that.
Oh, yes.
The things I've seen them doing, there's more than just top and bottom. There's like top, bottom, middle, second to middle. I've seen them, I've walked past like six men running a train on each other.
Oh my God.
I've seen that with my own eyes in real life.
And they'll do like, I know gay guys, they'll do like prolapsing.
Yeah.
Like they'll so just they choose to prolapse.
They're well into sex. So I think like Gareth and
get inventive,
his,
Gareth.
Fine.
Yeah. They will find a way.
Because
men are so horny that when you put two of them together, they will find a way and they will make it happen.
Exactly. I think that's why, I see more like groups of men doing that than groups of women.
Mm.
You know, having like big like, well, yeah, that's like etched into my eyes that the like guys are running a train on each other.
Yeah, groups of women will just like massage each other.
Yeah, you know? Like hug a pillow.
Yeah. They'll just lie there.
Yeah. Like, no, men, the horny energy is their thing a lot.
Men get stuck in. Love that about you guys though, you know?
It's not shade. It's not shade in any way. I'm sure some people will find a way to
admire the tenacity and the determination of men who want to fuck, because nothing will get in their way. But right, we've been going for over an hour now, haven't we?
Let's wrap it up.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm doing a fucking gig tonight, which is, what are you doing tonight? Anything fun?
No.
You should have said something crazy.
Oh wait, will we do that?
What are you doing tonight, Ruby?
I forgot.
Swinging from the chandeliers, you said.
Yes. I'm going to paint the town red. Yeah. And then I'm going to get a train run. No, I'm not going to. I'm going to find some barely legals.
The guys are queuing up already. Oh my God, there they are. Right. Yeah.
I'm going to invent. That's what I'm going to do tonight. I'm going to invent the detachable butthole for those yes. folks that can't handle real anal.
And I will be outside the sixth form college.
Yeah, yeah.
And it'll be good times. But thank you so much for coming on. Where can people find you? I'll put your links down underneath, but what should people find you on?
Anywhere. I am everywhere. I'm on OnlyFans, I'm on YouTube, I'm on Instagram. My name is Ruby Hex, and I'm really easy to find if you can. Yeah. I'm really, really easy to find.
She's about.
I'm about. Wherever yeah. you go, I'm there.
Well, this has been excellent fun. And thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me. Yeah. It's been so good.
Bye. Stay horny, guys.